This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
College today, the Empower ND Energy Conference is on at the National Energy Center of Excellence at Bismarck State College. So we have a jam-packed show for you today. Laura Trump is going to join us too, who is, of course, the daughter-in-law of President Trump, an advisor to President Trump. All kinds of things happening surrounding that rally in the Twin Cities on Thursday. So we look forward to that conversation with Laura Trump coming up on the program today. And then a number of guests from this conference, including the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, is going to join us in a couple of minutes. We look forward to that conversation as well. He'll be on stage in a little bit, so we're going to start with the administrator. First up as our guest today on the program, Brian Crocius from the Public Service Commission will be here. We're going to talk to the folks from KLJ, Energy and Natural Resources Division, and Hess, and much more on the program today. Quick reminder, we're still getting a lot of calls related to the rally bus for the president's rally in Minneapolis on Saturday, and interesting tweet from the president this morning, which I think could tell you all you need to know about this goofy mayor of Minneapolis. So he basically says, don't come, right? And then he says, law enforcement, don't wear your uniforms. And now this week he says he's going to send a bill for $500,000 for the security to the Target Center. Well, guess what that resulted in? 72,000 people asking for a ticket. 72,000 people asking for a ticket in an 18,000-seat arena. You can't make it up. I tell you, the president is blessed in his opponents and enemies and everything else because they really just make no sense to me whatsoever. We are going to go down, however, and if you want to join us, $299 a person. That's based on double occupancy. Gets you a great hotel two blocks from the Target Center. And the actual event. So should be a lot of fun. The event tickets are free. You get those at DonaldJTrump.com. And obviously 72,000 people have. So pretty cool. But hotel accommodations, the bus, the whole works down there should be a lot of good. A great time. But sign up. Come along with us. Bring a group. Let's just have a good time. I got excited about this. I've seen the president before in rallies. I wouldn't have to drive, 4 hours down to the Twin Cities, be on a bus, come back late after the rally, whatever. But I just think it's a time we need to show our support for the president. I really do. And I think the mayor's opposition to him, by the way, the city of Minneapolis, rather, commanded law enforcement to stand behind President Obama in uniform. Commanded them. And now they're ordered, the rules are changed, and they're ordered not to wear them at the arena. So that's what's going on. That gives me motivation. These people need to understand the support there is for this president. For God and America. So DonaldJTrump.com for your ticket to the event. And if you'd like to hop on the bus and have the hotel accommodations, you can text me if that's easiest, 701-367-2054, or email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, scotth@flagfamily.com. Todd will just say hi to you now, and then probably at the end of the show, because we're loaded up here. We got a lot to do. We're going to cover a lot of ground today on the program. But how you doing? Everything fine?
No, everything's fine. They're just kind of worried about the weather pattern that's going to be sneaking through a bit later on this week. Well, I'll start in the west.
I'm worried about
central pretty soon here, the next day or so, but then head east as you get to the end of the week. So
10, 11, 12 inches of snow coming, and guess what else? We're going to have, in addition to that, we're going to have a freeze. Sooner than we hoped.
Yep.
So not good news for our farmers and our ranchers. Yeah. All right.
Today's your dry, warm day, so get out there.
Exactly right. The 15th administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency is here with us after a second day of activities in North Dakota, Andrew Wheeler. Mr. Wheeler, nice to see you.
Great to see you, too. Thank you for having me on your show.
Tell me a little bit about your time in North Dakota so far. What have you seen that stays with you?
Sure. Well, yesterday I visited one of the coal mines for as far as the surface mining. Very impressive, the work that they're doing. Was really impressed with the reclamation that they do. They have to reclaim the land that where they mined within 3 years of mining. And in fact, North Dakota had reclamation laws in place before the federal government did. So North Dakota, they access their energy in a very efficient way, but they also protect the environment. And as the Environmental Protection Administrator, it's really comforting to see that happen here.
They put you in the bucket?
They did. They put me in the bucket.
That's
it was
a big
impressive.
Bucket. Isn't that
it is.
Line? Wow.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
And then a tour of the co-fired power plant, as well as having a WOTUS roundtable yesterday on Waters of the U.S. definition. We had people from all the different segments of the economy here in North Dakota who are concerned about the federal regulations on wetlands, and I heard from them, and it was very important and helpful to me to hear from them what the definition, the federal definition, means to them in their daily lives.
Is North Dakota a poster child for doing it right? You look at we have some of the cleanest air in the country.
Exactly.
Right? We have all these power plants. I mean, any critic of coal-fired power should come here, shouldn't they?
They really should. I was very impressed with what I saw, and you're right. North Dakota has some of the lowest levels of particulate matter and ozone in the country. They're in complete attainment for all of the federal criteria air pollutants, and they're the second largest producer of oil in the country. They're doing it right here. It's really impressive to see.
There's been some talk over the years of, since we have lignite coal, having its own category, if you will, and being regulated differently than other coal. What's the status of that? Is that something that's still discussed?
It's still discussed, and we're taking comments on that in our latest rulemaking effort. What we're trying to be is fuel neutral. We're trying not to differentiate between the different types of fuels, and it's not just between the different types of coal, but also coal as opposed to other fossil fuels. So we're trying to be, just have the regulations in place for everyone to know what the rules are without picking winners and losers between the fuel types. But of course, we want to take a look to make sure that we aren't doing something that would negatively impact one particular subcategorization of coal, such as lignite. So we're taking comment on that, and we're taking a look to make sure that our regulations will not disproportionately impact lignite as opposed to sub-bituminous or bituminous.
What kind of a scorecard would you give to the industry related to being cleaner, right? I know there's billions and billions of dollars invested, and that needle is moving. Is it moving fast enough?
I think it is moving fast enough. I think the industry here, you have state regulators who are on top of the game. They know what's going on. They're watching how the production is going. And the state has moved. It's impressive over the last 15, 20 years, the amount of oil produced in this state to what it is today, to make it the second largest producing state in the country. I think it was last year at one point it was producing more oil than Venezuela. I mean, it's impressive the amount of oil coming out of North Dakota. And at the same time, the environmental considerations that are taking place. And I would grade the industry pretty high. I think they're doing a good job, but it doesn't mean that we still don't have to stay on top of everything to make sure that the environment continues to be protected, and we will do that and working cooperatively with North Dakota regulators.
Let's talk a little bit about those North Dakota regulators. Now North Dakota has a fairly new Department of Environmental Quality and has some authority from the EPA to regulate. They've ended up with some primacy on some important issues as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you see... critics are always going to say it's not enough. They think you just got to have, bigger, better, federal government, everything else. But objectively, I mean, how do you assess how they're doing?
I think they're doing a very good job, and I think they're working very well with our federal regulators and our regional people. My regional administrator has been in town on the last 2 days with me as well, and I think the state regulators are doing a very good job. They've really picked up the game, and I think they're doing a great job, and they're also doing very well and working cooperatively with us at the federal level. The best thing we can do as the federal government is work in a cooperative manner with our state regulators. Make sure that they have the tools that they need, the expertise that we have that they may need, the scientific research that we can provide them. But as the first responders here in North Dakota, we rely upon the North Dakota regulators to be on the ground and knowing what's going on in the state. And I think they're doing a good job with that.
there's something called the 10th Amendment, as I'm sure you're well aware, and North Dakotans are rather fond of that part of the Founding Fathers' wisdom of giving, you know, states the ability to do these things. Do you see that, process continuing to evolve under a Trump administration, under Andrew Wheeler as EPA administrator, that more and more authority will be given to states?
I do, and that we're certainly doing that. And there was, and the EPA had been moving towards that over the last 40 years. The EPA itself is 49 years old this year. There's something under the Clean Air Act called the State Implementation Plans, where states submit a plan to the federal government to show how they will reach attainment. It's not an issue here in North Dakota because you're already in attainment. But under the Obama administration, they took a step backwards, and they issued 50 FIPs, or federal implementation plans, on top of the states, basically telling the states what they had to do. That was 10 times the number of FIPs of the previous three administrations combined. What we've done in the Trump administration is take those FIPs on an average of one per month since March of 2017 and turn those back into SIPs, where we're working with the states around the country so that the states can take over their programs instead of the federal government telling them what exactly they had to do. I think that's the right approach.
And, of course, the premise is the folks closest to it obviously are going to be the most concerned about the actual environment, right?
They are. You know, what I saw yesterday on the reclamation, you know, within 3 years of mining the coal, the property has been returned back, and they're growing corn on it. They're growing other crops. It's really impressive.
Speaking of corn, we'll talk about waters of the U.S. when we come back.
All right.
Lots of other commodities that are now safe from the overreach of the federal government on WOTUS. More after this.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa is Andy Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation route. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at AndyFlagpoleGuy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Today without swinging by my friends at Schweitzer's, 625 South Washington Street in Bismarck. they have that location where you can stop by and pick up great beef jerky, a select variety of flavors to choose from. They make breakfast links. They have Bessie's Best products. Maybe think about a quarter of beef for winter. Get your ribeyes and porterhouses for the price of hamburger. Can't beat that deal. And tell them you heard it on this show and get a discount. And by the way, deer hunters, listen up. If you want your venison, you get the guarantee that you're going to get your venison when you bring it to Schweitzer's. So let them do that for you, okay? They're right there across from Runnings and Dan's Supermarket, right off of South Washington Street in Bismarck. You tell them Scott sent you. More of our conversation now with Andrew Wheeler, who is the administrator of the EPA. Before I talk about waters of the U.S., I know you spent some time on this yesterday. You have an interesting boss in Donald Trump. The fact that he's never been in government but now is running, and I think speaking for a lot of forgotten Americans who didn't really like the way things just went the way they went, speaks volumes. But it also comes with a lot of noise and criticism and critics and everything else. Is it wear you out, or is it empower you to do more?
It empowers me to do more. You know, he is a president that made quite a few promises on the campaign trail, and he is a president who's living up to his promises. Promises made, promises kept. And it's really refreshing to work for a man who believes that. You know, if he makes a promise to people, he's made a number on the environmental side, and we're fulfilling those promises. He promised to repeal the Obama Clean Power Plan and replace it with something better, and we did that. He promised on WOTUS to repeal the Obama WOTUS regulations. We did that, and we're going to replace it with a definition that makes sense later this winter. So it's an honor to work for him on these issues. And he is a president who really gets the issues. You know, as a former developer, he really understands the connection between environmental regulations and the economy and what it means, and that you can have a clean and safe economy and a clean and safe environment and still have a growing economy at the same time. He really does get that fundamentally.
And you know, you're there as someone that, you know, I don't know the official term for it, but you knew environmental law backwards and forwards. This was your life, right? Pretty much from the time you were an Eagle Scout, I understand, too, by the way.
Yes, I am an Eagle Scout.
So a long time, you know, really knowing that backwards and forwards. And that isn't always the case when somebody's running an agency that has that level of knowledge. I think that we talked last week with the Interior Secretary, David Barnhart, same deal there. I mean, just really, he just knows it backwards and forwards. And I don't know, those are the kind of pros you want running an agency, I guess, right?
Right. Well, I've been working in this field on the environment and energy side for about 27 years. So, yes, I do think I'm always learning every day. I learn new things. But I have a lot of experience that I've brought to the job that I hope is showing in the regulations that we're putting forward and the different policies that we're doing.
Let's talk a little bit about the waters of the U.S., one of the bigger threats to agriculture. And thankfully, North Dakota took that to court, led, really.
Yes.
Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General, took that to court and said, no, we're not doing this, and ultimately stopped it. You know, which was pretty amazing. So now you're cleaning up the mess, I guess, a little bit from the Obama administration, this one. How do you do that?
Your attorney general, you're right, stopped it. And then your agriculture commissioner put forward some incredible research and studies that show that under the Obama regulation, over 90% of the state of North Dakota would have fallen under the federal definition, under the Obama definition. So what we did, we repealed the Obama definition about 2-3 weeks ago, and we are working on our new definition that we hope to finalize this winter. But the overarching direction I gave my staff in drafting a new definition was I wanted a property owner to be able to stand on his or her property and be able to tell for themselves by the definition whether or not they have federal waters without having to hire an outside lawyer or consultant to tell them. I think the definition should be clear enough that everybody should be able to understand what the definition means.
And the old one would give you a headache.
It would.
Yeah. Not to mention, it was, I mean, literally deadly to, you know, agriculture. I mean, to think that, I mean, Hillary Clinton wins, and, you know, this is the mindset that continues in the EPA and continues against our farmers. I mean, it would have been, I mean, that wasn't about protecting waters. That was a political agenda there, right?
Right. That was federal land control.
Yeah.
Wanting to be able to centralize decision making in D.C. for federal land, for lands all across the country. You know, their definition was so convoluted that they had to actually specify that puddles were not waters of the U.S. If your definition is so convoluted that you have to specify puddles, then there's a problem with that definition.
Yeah, no kidding. So, again, the criteria you're looking for in the new definition of what is waters of the U.S. is that, a landowner himself can do it.
Yes.
Don't need an attorney.
That is my goal, is that a landowner should be able to read the definition and be able to tell for themselves.
Keep it simple. We got a note here from a senior at Maple Valley High School. Grady says, I'm writing a paper about the effects of small refinery exemptions on local corn prices. It would be amazing if you could ask Andrew Wheeler why the number of small refinery exemptions have increased so much since 2017. Why are we not following the laws the renewable fuel standard has laid out in this area? It really seems like we are allowing farmers to get kicked in the teeth just for the benefit of big oil. Shouldn't there be balance there? He might not have gotten the recent news on the compromise, but go back to the increasing amount of small refinery exemptions. Why are they happening?
So, well, prior to 2017, the Obama administration was not implementing the small refinery exemption program. They got sued three times and lost three times. So when we came in as this administration, we were looking at three legal lawsuits that the EPA lost, telling us that we had to implement the small refinery program. So we did. I will say, though, that the small refinery numbers have gone down over the last 2 years. 2 years ago, we granted 1.8 billion gallons in small refinery exemptions. This past year is just 1.4. But what we did on Friday, what the president announced, is that going forward, we're going to estimate how many small refinery exemptions we expect to grant next year and increase the number for 2020 by that amount. So that at the end of the day, we will net out at the 15 billion gallons that's in the Clean Air Act for the ethanol program.
So basically the exemptions don't end up costing.
Exactly. You know. So going forward, it should not impact or hurt the corn farmers. We still have some small refinery exemptions, but it should not negatively impact corn farmers or the ethanol industry, and we'll end up at the 15 billion gallon level.
This youngster is saying it's about the benefit for big oil. Is it about that? I mean, is that why it was being done?
No. Again, the law calls for the small refinery program. We're required to do it. We didn't. The Obama EPA did not do it. We were sued. We were told by the courts, you have to do this. You have to give the small refinery exemptions. A lot of people were confused in that, you know, some of the larger companies got the exemptions, but the exemption was tied to the refinery itself, not the size of the parent company, and that created some confusion.
What has the reaction been to the compromise announced last week?
Well, I think people are very pleased with the compromise. You know, the small refineries are pleased that they will still get that relief if they need it, but the ethanol industry the ethanol industry across the board has been very pleased and spoken in favor of this to make sure that we net out of the 15 billion gallons.
You like the fact that ethanol is cleaner?
Yes, absolutely.
That's a plus from the EPA's perspective?
Yes. All fuels that are clean are a plus, but it's also a plus when we use fossil fuels and we develop them in an environmentally conscious manner. Our fossil fuels in the United States are produced in a much more environmentally conscious manner than anywhere else in the world.
And, of course, North Dakota, second in the nation.
Absolutely.
Got a county that's the biggest in the country. It's McKenzie County. Pretty cool. Mr. Wheeler, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Andrew Wheeler, Administrator of the EPA, with us on What's On Your Mind.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA. Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. the Trump administration blocking European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland from testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. The administration ordered him not to testify this morning, just a few hours before he was scheduled to start taking questions from lawmakers. Democrats consider Sondland a key player in the president's efforts to get the government of Ukraine to investigate alleged corruption by former VP Joe Biden and his son. As Sondland spoke with Trump before and after the president's July phone call when he pressed the Ukrainian president to investigate the Bidens. In Washington, police are still on scene near the U.S. Supreme Court after a suspicious package was found. The justices are getting ready today to hear arguments on whether the Federal Civil Rights Act protects gay and transgender workers from discrimination in the workplace. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hitting the road on What's On Your Mind this month today for the Empower ND Energy Conference. Wide-ranging chat with the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. Can't underestimate the difference that farmers, ranchers, our energy industry in many areas would be impacted had there been an Obama administration. I'm sorry, a Clinton administration rather than a Trump administration. Unbelievable. And you can see that in everything they've done. Another spot we love stopping is Tioga. Great community, vibrant downtown Main Street. They got a brand new community center. That thing is great. New library, indoor play area, outdoor ice skating rink that is really nice. And they're growing. They're growing $73,000 their annual average household income right there in Tioga. Just a great small town and great way of life. Check it out. Different point of view is what you'll find in Tioga. Find it at TiogaND.org, TiogaND.org. All right, 27 before the top of the hour, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Laura Trump. Laura is, of course, the daughter-in-law of the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, the man that will be before a packed crowd at the Target Center in Minneapolis on Thursday, and also a campaign advisor to the campaign. Laura, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on.
We're doing a little rally countdown. How's that new baby, by the way?
Oh, she's so great. Thank you. And her older brother, Luke, who is just turned 2, is finally figuring out that she's not going anywhere. We're not sending her back. Sometimes we foster dogs. So I think the dogs and my son were wondering, like, is this one going to stay or is this one going to go? And she's officially here to stay. I think you figured out. But we're all doing great. Thank you.
Glad to hear she's doing well. New addition to the family, bringing you so much joy. That's really awesome. So the mayor of Minneapolis is really a piece of work. But I think we better thank the guy because 72,000 people right now put in a request to try and get into the Target Center. What do you make of that?
Yeah, well, this is more of the same. Nobody should be surprised to see a Democrat trying to fight the president in any way possible. Unfortunately for them, it's not going to work. To your point, we're going to have a packed house, and there are going to be so many thousands of people outside that aren't even going to be able to get into this rally on Thursday in Minneapolis. So you're right. Maybe we need to say thank you to Mayor Fry for that. But, you know, it's a shame to see that, that anybody would try a stunt like this to keep the President of the United States out, especially when they were very happy not too many years ago to welcome President Obama for a rally and did not try to pull the same sort of stunt with him. But it just goes to show you that I think the Democrats are desperate. And you see it with this impeachment nonsense. You see it constantly. They try with the Russia collusion hoax. They've tried every way possible to fight this president. But unfortunately for them, the American people love this president, and they want to vote him back into office for four more years. So I think they're just going to have to wait until 2024 to really make any headway with getting Donald Trump out of office.
You raise a really important point about the desperation that's there, because I think if we step back from the noise and the tick-tock of the different events to realize that this is about desperation, we'll realize they're on defense, right? They're the ones that's on defense, and it's easy to get really unsettled, honestly, about everything that's happening and everything they're throwing at them. But when you realize, look, they finally figured out they're not going to win, so this is how they think they're going to try and win, I don't know. I don't think it's going to work. Do you?
No. Well, of course it's not going to work. I mean, the bottom line is that the American people now understand that they have a fighter in the White House. They have someone who has, it's very unusual in politics, but this is a president who kept his promises from the campaign and put all of that into action once he got in the White House. And here we are 2.5 years and not even 3 full years of Donald Trump being our president, and you see how people's lives every single day are impacted in a very positive way. You see that the hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs that Barack Obama lost that went overseas have all come back, and they're coming back in droves under this president. You see that we have the lowest unemployment in the history of the country in almost every single category. And you see that you have a president who cares about securing our southern border, who does what, you know, so many people before him, so many presidents and administrations could have done, but nobody wanted to tackle things like moving the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem or talking about the fact that we have a problem with illegal immigration at our southern border. These are all things that this president could have kicked the can down the road for, you know, denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. We're on the verge of so many great things like that, thanks to President Donald Trump. And I think the American people know that. They know that they have a little more money in their pocket, and they feel it every single day. You know, the tax cuts that the Democrats lied and said wouldn't impact people, over 80% of the country got around $2,000, back in their tax returns thanks to this president and his tax cuts. So you see so many things like that. And the American people aren't dumb. You know, they feel it every day. And no matter what kind of nonsense the Democrats try and throw at this president, and, you know, all the time, constantly, they're searching for the next great thing to take him down. I don't think the American people care about that, because I think they know that Donald Trump is doing this because he loves this country, and he's going to keep fighting for all of us every single day.
Laura, Trump is with us today. We're counting down to the president's visit to Minneapolis, Target Center. A listener just sent a note and said, hey, if 70,000 plus have already signed up, why not move into the U.S. Bank Stadium down the street? Is a venue change possible this late?
I guess it could be. I'll talk to Brad about that after I get off this call with you. But that's not a bad idea. Yeah. I don't think that would deter anybody, the mayor, from trying to stop us there either. But not a bad idea. We'll look into that. Thank you for the tip.
By the way, another listener remembered, had some tie to law enforcement in the Twin Cities, that when Obama was here, the law enforcement officers there were directed, ordered, had no choice, could not opt out, directed to stand behind President Obama for a photo op. So rather interesting how they have a little double standard here. Meanwhile, the rule was changed to say you can't wear uniforms to the event, so they made up T-shirts. So,
I want to say thank you on behalf of our entire family to the officers there that made those T-shirts. My husband and I were talking about it this morning. We would love to get some of those T-shirts and support them. What a cool thing to do. And you're right, the double standard is so egregious and so ridiculous that you're right, they were forced to stand with President Obama in uniform. They can't support President Donald Trump in uniform. But thank you to all of those great men and women out there who protect the community in Minneapolis and who want to support this president. Thank you for making those shirts. It means so much to the president and to our whole family. We really appreciate that.
And I'm going to make it my mission to get you those T-shirts. So.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Exactly. We'll have to get one for the kids, too. Luke will probably be the smallest size, but, you know, it could be...
He'll grow into that, for sure.
Exactly right. Okay, Jamie has a question for Lara Trump. Go ahead, Jamie. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Jamie in Bismarck.
Hey, morning, Scott. Good morning, Laura. I just kind of got a comment, I guess. You know, social media is so biased against your father-in-law and his supporters and Republicans in general. I'm just kind of curious why he wouldn't start up, you know, like a Facebook kind of social media site. And to get it going, I think all he'd have to do is tweet about it a few times and mention it at a rally, and he'd probably have millions of people signing up. Just kind of curious what you think of that.
Thank you, Jamie. Well, great to talk with you, and that's a great point. Listen, we understand very clearly the bias that is out there in social media, and you're right. I mean, that is something that a lot of people have posed to the president and said this might be something you want to consider. I don't think it's off the table. You know, it is an option. The president has been trying, I think, to work with the big groups. You know, he had Mark Zuckerberg not too long ago in the White House and chatted with him a bit about the bias on social media, but that is a great option, and I certainly will bring that up to him once again. I think if Twitter gets too cute, maybe we'll see that happen. Who knows? Crazier things have happened.
Exactly right. Well, speaking of that, I mean, you're talking about all the good things that have happened. You did a very good job of talking about things we forget about because the media always pushes it back to something else. Yesterday, the Japan trade deal, huge deal, big deal. USMCA sitting there on Nancy Pelosi's desk, nothing being done with it. You have done a very good job, though, of breaking through that and getting that news out, and that's really what we need, right? Alternative news sources just to get the good news out so people are armed with the facts. You're trying to do that every day, right?
Yeah, we are. In fact, on the president's Facebook page, every week we post a what we call the real news update, but really things that you miss out, like that the Japan deal you just mentioned, every single week, because unfortunately the nonsense out there in that the Democrats and the mainstream media try to cover takes precedence sometimes in our day-to-day news coverage. Funny how that happens, and you miss out on all the great things that this president and the administration are doing. So on the president's Facebook page, we post this news update, and we do interviews with people every single week to try and get the facts about what happened this week in the administration out there for people so that you hear about them. We certainly feel them in the way that this country is now working better, I think, for so many people. But to hear about them and to know about them is something that we're trying to do every single day. So certainly we could use more of that, but until everybody gets on board and wants to talk about the great things this administration is doing, we will do it from the Trump campaign.
Exactly right. I know you got to run to a meeting, but one of the administration's great allies, Senator Kevin Cramer, is here. You can say hi quick before we let you go, Laura.
Oh, hello. How are you, Kevin?
Hi, Laura. I'm doing great. Thank you. I've just been bragging on the administration multiple times in the last hour and a half here at the Empower gathering here. There's a lot of folks that support all the above energy that are grateful to the administration, to President Trump, for not treating us like flyover country, but actually giving us not just our due, but recognizing that the federal government can either get in the way or they can empower. And this administration has empowered our states and our innovators, and it's helped make America energy dominant, and we appreciate that.
You got that right. Well, thank you. Say hi to everyone for us, and thanks for the great support as always.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And a few words for Brad, U.S. Bank Stadium.
U.S. Bank Stadium. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to call him right after this. Thank you, guys.
Love it. Thanks, Laura.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Have you heard, Kevin, that the president tweeted this morning there are 72,000 requests for tickets in Minneapolis? 72,000 tickets.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Wow. I only have a half a minute left, but give me a quick little run through on your meetings with the EPA administrator. How's it been?
Well, they've been great. I mean, not surprising. Once again, we have an administrator, a cabinet secretary in the Trump administration that appreciates and wants to restore federalism, supportive of states and states' rights and states' intellect and states' superiority, really, in a lot of these issues. So it's just been a great couple of days with the administrator.
these do some good, too, when they get back, right?
Well, they do some good when you have people who are actually listening and implementing, as opposed to, you know, listening and yawning like we've had in the previous administrations. There's actual listening going on and note-taking, and, you know, the comments matter when it comes from people who know what they're talking about. So we're grateful for their listening here and for the action that follows.
More from Bismarck. Thanks, Senator. Senator Kevin Cramer there. He'll be with us Friday. Don't forget the Talk Radio Town Hall after this.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Let's go to Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnan, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norse Husfest Norway tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol Juven tour. Call Carol now. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norse Husfest Norway tour, May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Good suggestion here at the beginning of your show about bringing people to North Dakota to see just how clean coal can be done. Isn't our little future eco-terrorist, that the poor brainwashed child, Greta, going to be in the state here this week? Maybe somebody should offer an invitation to her group and bring her up here and show her that we're not desperately trying to destroy her planet in 10 years. Just a suggestion.
Well, it's It's a good one. Thank you for the call. I don't think the handlers slash brainwashers probably would allow such a fact-finding mission because, you know, they're going to stick to their knitting and get ready to begin protesting anew a bit of infrastructure that has made a huge difference to the state of North Dakota and will continue to make a huge difference because that's their game. They're funded by big, big, big eco-terrorists. I could about tell you that I would literally guarantee if you were able to dig into that and pull some of those strings, you'd find Soros money, you'd find all kinds. You absolutely would. No doubt about it. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You know, North Dakota's 7 lignite-based power plants, the Great Plains Synfuels plant, the 5 active surface mines provide more than 2 million people with affordable, reliable, increasingly clean electricity, synthetic natural gas, and fertilizer. Happens right here, right now. The EPA administrator got a chance to see a little bit of that yesterday. The Senate Majority Leader, Rich Wardner, is with us on What's on Your Mind. Questions for him, welcome. Text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. How are you, Rich?
Well, I'm very well. Thank you, Scott.
Nice to see you.
Beautiful day. I'm going to enjoy this day because tomorrow it's going to change.
I know. It's sort of like the calm before the storm.
It is.
The snow is coming, and it is a beautiful day out there, that's for sure. You enjoying this conference?
I am. I really enjoyed Governor Burgum, Senator Hovind, and Senator Kramer. There's three men that have a lot of information and a lot of good information to help North Dakota.
Jason Bohr sits down with them. They kind of have done it that way every year. And, of course, Jason, wicked smart, knows the industry well.
Yeah.
And gets the perspective of all of them, but very interesting. And the conference is continuing here. They're not done yet. They're going to be hearing from the EPA administrator himself here in a little bit. Discussion on environmental protection in a little bit. Also preparing for the future of the grid reliability and also workforce challenges. So, and wrap up about 2:30. So they do a nice conference here. Pack a lot in the morning through 2:30. It's sort of easy to take for granted all the energy assets we have in North Dakota, isn't it? Just sort of, they just happen, so you really don't get a chance to step back and realize it's a pretty awesome thing that we have going on here right now. When you think about
North Dakota is a very blessed state. We have a lot of resources and a lot of opportunity.
You are going to be speaking a little later today on something called the Legacy Fund. And speaking of the energy industry, the idea there was to say, let's not have an oil industry that has this enormous amount of revenue generated and not have anything to show for it down the road. So let's wall off some of those. And the citizens voted for it, and now the dollars are rolling in, and there's, questions on, okay, how do you use it? What are the principles you use? You know, everything else. Basically, the earnings are the only real debate, right? How to use those. You'd never use anything else unless there was a really dire situation, correct?
Well, that's correct. And we are setting the table for many years to come. So this next session, how we are going to utilize the earnings of the Legacy Fund is very critical. And I would just like to say that I've done quite a bit of work on it, and we're going to be taking a lot of input from people looking for other ideas. I, of course, have laid out some things that I think are important. However, nothing is cut in stone, and there will be good ideas come up. We'll readjust the priority list. I want to start out by saying, number one, we're talking about needs, not wants. And there are three things that I feel that need to drive this thing. Number one, we want to reduce our tax burden. That's number one. That's one of the parts of the goal, the vision. Number two, we want to improve quality of life. And when I say the quality of life, that include a lot of things, Scott, because we need workforce. And how do you bring people here? Quality of life. That means education. That means good roads. That means make sure we've got water and we're not flooding, and behavioral health becomes a part of that. So there's a lot of things that go into that one. But the focus on quality of life is bringing workforce here. And the third thing is we want to reduce our reliance on the federal government. That's what we need to do. Those three things will drive my decisions and my support of what we do with the legacy earnings. So I think that if we follow those, we're going to come up with a good product.
You mentioned workforce, which is obviously a big need. A lot of things in there are a big need. But what could you do with dollars on workforce? What with money makes the workforce challenges easier?
Well, first of all, education, and I'm thinking more of career and tech schools. We need to have more career and tech education in the state. Now, that's in the education. It's going to help keep our young people here. We're going to train them here, keep them here, put them to work. We also want to make sure we have good schools. And when you have good schools, people want to stay. When I was at the Chamber of Commerce in Dickinson, first thing that people asked when they came to Dickinson, new people, what kind of school system do you have? And then, of course, you got to have good roads, safe roads, and those are just some of the things. And then the other big gorilla in the room is dealing with addiction and behavioral health.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a fascinating debate. A lot of folks will have a chance to weigh in. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
More after this.
The 2019 Ports to Plains Alliance Annual Conference is coming back to Williston for the second time in 4 years. Wheels of Progress is this year's theme. The dates are October 15th through 17th. Agenda highlights include Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford keynoting a luncheon. There'll be a panel discussion with leaders from the Bakken oil field, discussion on four-laning U.S. Highway 85 across the remainder of North Dakota, and much more. Registration is available online at PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.